Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right. Rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Monday, June 29th. And maybe for the first time in a long time, John Martin, it feels like we have multiple sports stories to talk about. Sports been pretty thin, other than looking ahead to them, right? The return for some, NBA coming back into July, MLB coming back. It feels like it's getting here. But now we're seeing even more sports stories, like the New England Patriots adding Cam Newton. How about that? That this weekend on top of what we got on Friday, hours after we got off the show, the Grizzlies and the rest of the NBA, those other 21 teams competing in the resuming of the NBA, saw that schedule come out. And John Martin and I will get into it. I think we may be on opposite sides of whether this is good or bad for the Grizzlies. We will see. But I like where they're sitting right now, with a chance to make the playoffs down in Orlando. John Martin, back from the weekend. How was it?
Great weekend, lovely weekend. Little known fact, I have not seen training day, and so my first assignment after work on Friday was to watch training day, and that's what I did. I rented it on some weird movie app, but. I watched Training Day this weekend, so it was a damn good weekend.
Was that off of our discussion about Denzel versus
yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
You needed to see Denzel at his best.
Yes, and he was.
And you were inspired?
I was inspired.
Old is that film? 2001, and you like to give me a hard time about not seeing
something. I would have been 10 years old when it came out.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have caught Denzel in his Academy Award-winning best.
Well, you know what? My mom did not take me to the movie theater to watch Training Day for some reason, you know?
You're almost 30 years old now. You're going to keep using age as an excuse?
Damn, bro, when you say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 29 in a week. So I got a year before I'm in my 30s, but that is, oh, my God. That is crazy to think
about. You're not much young. Cam Newton ain't much older than you are.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
At 31.
Wow. You just
turned 31
really,
this year.
You really rock my world as the show gets started here on a Monday, Jason. We have a big show planned for you today. Like Jason mentioned, we actually have sports things to discuss. You know, we've been sort of making, syrup sandwiches out of ish the last couple of weeks, the last month or two. You know, and certainly we wish there were sports. We hoped there would be sports by now. And I guess there is, right? Like, there's, you know, the NWSL came back, but that's not a topic that, you know, our listeners particularly are interested in, right?
Right.
You know, Memphis Island 1FC, I believe, is going to start up here soon. Golf is happening. But what we know what you guys care about here in Memphis. You care about Memphis Grizzly basketball. You care about Memphis Tiger basketball. And the good news is that it looks like we are going to get Grizzlies basketball here very, very soon. We have a schedule, which is just absolutely amazing. Like, that was the first time, Jason, to me, it felt like, all right, sports are back. Because now we have games on the schedule. They're happening. We're moving forward. Yes, the cases in Florida are out of control, but we're going to put these guys in a bubble. They're going to be safer than they otherwise would have been. And then also Adam Silver came out on Friday afternoon and did some media and basically put any kind of, you know, speculation about not going forward to rest. Like he said, listen, we can't not do this. You know, it's not ideal, but we can't not do this.
Well, and 16 out of 302 helps you out. You know, again, if you're in a situation where you've got, you know, a 10% positivity rate or something higher than the national average or some of these states, then that it's different. And there was a fear for some of us, I'll be real honest with you, that it'd be a lot more than 16, possibly more than 10%. So to keep it down at 5, I mean, that you're encouraged by that news. And if you're Silver, it's the key you need really to get started.
Yep.
Because, again, you're going to face some pressure. Obviously, this thing is, you know, you've got to make – this money's going to matter so much in terms of what you're making now, in terms of the future. You got to get it in. But that said, if you'd had half those guys test positive, you'd have a lot of outside pressure saying, ho, maybe you guys need to hold on.
Yep.
So that gave him, I thought, the key to really start this thing up,
yep,
which was the final go-ahead, if you will.
Indeed. So Matt Moore from the Action Network is going to join us at 11:25. We have a new feature that we're going to debut on the show, Jason. It's called the Gigantic Interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview.
Gigantic.
Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So thanks to A-Team Roofing for hopping on. But Matt Moore is going to be our inaugural Gigantic.
That's bigger than big.
It's the biggest. It's like, you know, Jeff is like the biggest sports columnist, but he's not gigantic.
Right. Somebody's done the big interview, right? This is the gigantic one, though.
No, this is
this would trump the big interview.
I think Gary does the big interview.
Well, this one's bigger.
We just had to one-up Gary, didn't we?
Wait, it feels like Josh trying to – remember he talked about trying to one-up himself at Madnesses?
Yes.
Now you got to make it bigger than the last one?
Yes.
And can you top Gigantic?
No, it's impossible. It's like it's Godzilla, King
Is
Kong.
Is Enormous bigger than Gigantic?
No. Gigantic is the biggest you can possibly
be. Well, we've got it right here.
So, anyway, we'll talk to Matt Moore at 11:25. And then moving some things around, Mark Giannato is going to join us at 1:25. On the 4th of July week. So there you go. But, Jason, it is true. It is a fact. We have a schedule for Grizzlies basketball. It's happening. We got it on Friday. And listen, the first game is July 31st at 3 o'clock. That's against the Portland Trailblazers, I believe. I don't want to speak out of turn, but you're going to be able to hear those games right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be doing this thing, you know, as usual, as normal. I don't know if Eric will be there, though. That I am unsure about. I think he said he may not be there. Or if he is there, he won't be in the building kind of thing. Didn't he say that with Jeff? He said something along those lines, that he'd be doing it remotely.
And who was the national guy we had on that said he'd probably be doing them from Atlanta? Can't remember. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Sekou Smith?
Maybe it was maybe. Maybe.
But anyway,
him or not.
Yeah, but the Grizzly schedule is out. Eight games before, you know, the playoffs or perhaps for the Grizzlies. I think almost certainly for the Grizzlies, a play-in tournament. My first, I ain't going to lie to you, my first reaction when I saw this schedule was, it's tough. Like, I looked at it and thought it's tough. Now, you don't play the Lakers and you don't play the Clippers. That is certainly true. And I guess in a way that is a break. In a way that is a break. But what – so let's just go through it here. They got the Blazers on the 31st. On the 2nd of August, they have the Spurs. LaMarcus Aldridge, I believe, is injured.
Correct.
So that definitely helps. Yeah, he's not playing. Then they have the Pelicans the day after. They have the Jazz on the 5th. They have the Thunder after that. Raptors on the 9th. Celtics on the 11th. And then they wrap up against the Bucks on the 13th.
So one back-to-back in there, that Sunday, August 2nd, the Monday, August 3rd, San Antonio to New Orleans. And then most of your games, obviously, in the afternoon, middle of the afternoon. The only one, I think the only time not announced was that finale against the Bucks on the 13th, where that one will be determined.
Yes.
You figure the Bucks have probably got things pretty well in hand, like they already are by that time. So you wonder how much who's playing in that game. We'll see.
So you knew for a fact that you were going to play the Trailblazers and you were going to play the Pelicans.
Of course.
Like you had two meetings with them left on the schedule each. You knew you were going to get them. So that was to be expected. I guess when I talk about the difficulty of the schedule, it really does boil down to those last three games. Now, you can look at this, I think, two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then the way that I'm looking at it, and I think this is where we differ, is it is possible. In fact, it's probably likely that the Bucks are going to have their foot off the gas by that last game, right? Because they
got a 6.5 game lead right now over the two spot.
I mean, it would just be absolutely improbable for that game to have any meaning for the Milwaukee Bucks, except for, you know, if this were just a regular season where you got 82 games and, you know, the Bucks at this juncture would probably, I mean, they would have wrapped it up, you know, and they'd be resting their guys like the Warriors did several years ago, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season and really dialing back Giannis's minutes, then there would be no doubt about it. Like, these games would not matter for the Bucks. However, the only thing that I worry about, I mean, the Raptors and Celtics, those games could be meaningful. We can't rule it out. I mean, it's only, you know, it's a three-game separation between the Raptors and the Celtics. And then if you look at the Celtics, they only have a 2.5 game lead on Miami. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of those games is going to mean something to the Raptors or the Celtics, perhaps both. But with the Bucks and those three teams specifically, like, you've had such a long layoff. We know Giannis does not have a home gym. So why couldn't they say, we're going to play these last eight games to get our guys back into a rhythm, because they haven't been together for the last by then it'll be 4 months. So they have to develop in a rhythm. And these are just unknown dynamics. Like, is it possible that they do only play Giannis 20 minutes? Yes. But I also think it's possible that they play him more than they otherwise would have at the end of a regular season. And that's why it looks a little tougher to me.
I think it's more likely they're leaning towards, hey, we'll get him some run, make sure he's in good shape, right? Make sure we're in good shape and on the same page. But it will be more towards making sure everyone is healthy going into the playoffs. Because, again, for the Bucks, it's even more important. And you're talking about by far the best team in the East, and they've got a real shot at a title here. I know many of us have sort of, you know, either giving it to LeBron or giving it to the Clippers, but the Bucks have got a real shot here. And for that reason, you can't – and I realize, you know, you can make this argument, say anybody get hurt any minute of any game. You can make the argument, say they can get hurt off the floor.
Yeah.
But just the idea of Giannis going 38 minutes against the Grizzlies in a game where you've probably already got the – I mean, clearly you're going to have the one seed locked up.
Yep.
I think we could just tell that by the way this team has played this season. To me, It's like at the end of a regular season. I know, to your point, yes, it's different, 82 games, but would you see him in that game much, needing to ramp it up so he can get ready to turn up the level?
Yep.
I don't think so. Again, I think they're going to play it on the safe side. And again, if it's Boston and they've held off Miami, you know, who knows if they're going full strength in that second-to-last game. My point is this. Seventh toughest schedule of the 22 teams that are there.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. But it could have been tougher. Number one, you had a lot more road games to finish this thing out. Take that out now, because you're in this sort of
Correct.
Orlando Summer League setting. Orlando Summer League, not Las Vegas. But for me, and I really thought the NBA would look this way, would try to get it this way, because, again, importance, they're calling these seeding games. But, yeah, for the eighth spot in the West, there's still things up for grabs. And, hey, two or three, maybe Boston could catch Toronto. But for the most part, they're not. They're warm-up games for a lot of these teams. The fact that Memphis doesn't have to play New Orleans twice, which was already scheduled in their next eight games anyway,
yep.
and then Portland twice, which wouldn't have been in the first eight, but they had Portland once, and they would have had him again over the rest of the 17 games or so that they had to finish out. To me, is a positive for the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Because those teams, clearly, that gives them a let's face it, if they beat you, it's an easier road to get past you or to get to a spot where they assure themselves they're playing you in a play-in game. So right. The fact that you're not playing them twice, right, and playing these Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee at a time possibly where they're going to be gearing down or not going full strength, I thought, you know, in my book, a lot of people were trying to paint this as, oh, man, they've got it in for the Grizzlies. New Orleans has got the 22nd. It's got the easiest schedule. The 22 yep. teams there, they've got the easiest schedule. Grizz have seventh toughest, and they're saying, oh, wait a minute, this is clearly built for New Orleans.
Right.
The fact is they didn't give New Orleans the two shots they would have had
yes.
at the Grizzlies.
Yes.
Had you finished this thing out the way it was going to go, they didn't give Portland two shots, just the one. And, if the way I'm looking at things, that's a plus for the Grizzlies.
It could have been worse, like you said. This is what I do believe, though. The games, the only meaningless game on the schedule that the Grizzlies will see will be the Bucks. The Bucks will be meaningless. The Raptors game and the Celtics game will not be meaningless because the Celtics want to get to two.
They're trying to get to two.
They don't want to see the 76ers.
Well, they've got what are they behind them, three games?
Yes, a two and a half,
Again, if they don't start out like wildfire, that possibility might not be there
at
the end.
You're right, three. They're two and a half ahead of the Heat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's three behind the Raptors. But the Raptors' schedule is tough. The Raptors play the Lakers. They play the Heat. They play the Celtics, Grizz, Bucks, 76ers, and the Nuggets. So, like, the Raptors are going to lose some games. You know, so I think the two spot is up for grabs. The one spot, the Bucks, exactly.
Like done.
Yes. One is done. But I do think that seven of the eight games the Grizzlies play are meaningful, you know? And I don't think you're going to see the Celtics because the Celtics, like, they don't want to play. They don't want to see the 76ers in the first round. They'd much rather see the Nets in the 2-7 slot. So they're going to be trying to make up that ground. And if you look at the Celtics schedule, it's incredibly manageable. I mean, they got the Nets, they got the Magic, they got the Grizz, and they got the Wizards. They're going to look at those games like they're totally winnable. And the Grizz and the Wizards game are at the end of the schedule. So they're going to be trying to win these games, I feel like. So, I mean, maybe if you're lucky, only the Celtics game is meaningful. But, I mean, I definitely do think it's, you know, they're play-in bound. They will not make the playoffs outright. That's just a fact of the matter. And I think, you know, most people probably expected that. It's just a matter of who's that non-team.
Well, I'll go over the ringer where they give they've got it broken down by strength of schedule for the rest of these teams, what they've got left. They give you a chance, percentage chance on the 8, the 9 seed with the play-in, and playoff. And right now, the ringer in terms of the Grizzlies' playoff chances, 71%. I mean, and again, I think where it gets shakier is having to win, you get in that 8-9, and who knows? Like, we like to think if the Grizzlies are the 8 and say it's New Orleans as the 9, New Orleans has got to win two of those. Grizzlies only got to win one.
Right.
You'd like to think, okay, Grizzlies going to get in this thing. But that's where, I mean, there's no guarantee there. And,
right.
and unlike, you know, a 7-game playoff series, you could lose two in a row. That said, you know, New Orleans has got about as much experience in these playoff-type situations right now, a young New Orleans team, let's face it, one that on paper, though, is better than you, as the Grizzlies do.
Yep.
And so you still like the Grizzlies' chances there. That said, for the Pelicans, they give them 14% chance. Kings, 7. Trailblazers, here's the deal if you're Portland. You're Damian Lillard, you said, I don't want to do this unless I got a shot, right? And you get that. Well, number one, you don't have Trevor Ariza, who was averaging 10 points a game, but more importantly, a vet in playoff situations. And number two, they've got a tougher strength of schedule than the Grizzlies do. They've got third toughest schedule rest of the way, and they only get the one crack at the Grizzlies
mm-hmm.
instead of the two they would have had you played this thing all the way out, which you obviously weren't going to do. 8 games is what you're playing. But right now, Ringer gives them a 5% chance, a 2% chance to be the 8 seed, which they give the Grizzlies the best chance right now at 87%. I think that's for many of the same reasons we've laid out here. I think it's going to get lighter for the Grizzlies toward the end.
Yep.
You're right. Boston may still have something to play for, but that said, Toronto's got to help them with that.
Yeah, they do.
Toronto's got to be bad in that situation. If that doesn't happen, Toronto yep. comes out and it's playing well like it has for most of this season.
Right.
There is no catch-up for Boston. It gets back to the point
of it's true.
You're going to push your guys that hard there toward the end of the game. I've read some season some breakdowns in Boston of their 8, and toward the end there, they're saying, are these games important? You know, it's again, that's going to matter.
Right.
A lot of it's going to be Toronto and how they come out of the gate. That said, I agree with I was listening to Drew Hill this morning and heard a little bit of him with Chris. Their chances, the Grizzlies' chances improved with this. The Grizzlies' chances to make the playoffs improved over what they had left, which was one of, if not the toughest schedule the rest of the way, with a bunch of road games on it. This is a better deal for them, and you'll take this.
Yeah.
I'm in that camp.
Well, and like here's one element to the Celtics that, you know, we haven't talked about. The 76ers kind of have their number, and if it's close, if it gets closer with the Heat and they don't feel like they can hold on to three, they might actually tank to get to the four.
See, that's
so they can play the Pacers. You know, but we'll also see what the 76ers do. So there's a, you know, the 76ers and the Pacers right now they have the same record at 39 and 26. So there will be some separation there. But I do think, like, in a weird way, like, that game depends on how the 76ers do. There's just a lot of moving parts, which are fun to follow. You know, the Pelicans are going to win five games off top. It's just a matter of do they win six. Like, I mean, look at the end of the Pelican schedule right now. I mean, they got the Kings twice. They got the Wiz, who don't even deserve to be there. They got the Magic, and they have the Spurs. Those are the. I mean, they're going to win all of those games. They just are. By then, the Kings will be out of it. Certainly by that second game, the Magic, who knows what they'll be playing for? Spurs have nothing to play for. So you know, it's the Pelicans. It's going to be you and the Pelicans in the play-in. Don't we? I mean, isn't based on the schedule and the way this thing shakes out. Isn't that what we believe?
I think so. And if we're going by the percentages, the Ringers got the Pelicans 34% chance, the best chance, to be that 9 seed.
Right.
So it falls in line with our way of thinking. Then.
Yes. And so then the Grizzlies, all they do is win one game against the Pelicans.
Now,
I mean, that's
it ain't a great matchup.
No, it's not. I mean,
now you have the advantage. Just win the one, as John laid out. You take that advantage anytime, any place. Just having to win the one, they got to win the two. But, John, I think that's the way it's going to shake out.
Yeah.
Because, again, you've got to take into consideration the Pelicans have the easiest schedule the rest of the way.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't get the two cracks at you, so probably not going to have a chance at that 8 seed as much of a chance. But, the fact that they've got the easiest schedule the rest of the way, which, let's face it, yes, you know, you look at the number of games they've got on national TV the rest of the way. Oh, NBA loves Zion. They'd love for him to get in. That said, they're going to have to beat the Grizzlies twice to do it, I think, in a play-in series.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, even this, I mean.
Not to mention take care of their business in these seeding games.
I ain't going to lie to you, Jason. I could see the Pelicans going 7-1. Like, I could see it happening with their only loss coming to the Clippers. I mean, they split the season series with the Jazz so they can win that game. They seem to sort of have the Grizzlies number, though. Jaren didn't play in that blowout there in New Orleans,
right.
So it's who knows. But, I mean, that's like you said, it's not a great matchup.
No, on paper, they're better.
And then, like, the last five of the season, you know. I mean, so, like, honestly, if I'm a Pelicans fan, anything less than 6-2 is a huge disappointment. I mean, because it's like everybody's been saying. Like, they're trying to get Zion into the playoffs. Look at this schedule. It's formula. It's baby formula. You know, like, that's what it is. It's Similac, bro. Like
I'm looking at in Utah, their game against Utah, TNT. Game against the Clippers, ESPN. Game against Memphis, ESPN, thankfully. Probably more so because it's Zion. Then they got an NBA TV game, ABC, TNT. The last one will be determined against Orlando. But they've got five of those games on national television. Whereas for Memphis, what, it's NBA TV against Portland. You get the one against the Pelicans that's on ESPN. You get an NBA TV against Oklahoma City and then a TNT against Boston. So it obviously slanted. That said, I'll take a Ja Morant, and you saw him tweeting about it, that feels like the NBA wants it, right?
Absolutely.
Wants it more for the Pelicans.
That's true.
I'll take a Ja Morant who feels like – who's got a chip on his shoulder, feeling like this is set up for the Pelicans to pass Memphis. That's the Ja Morant I think we've all come to realize is a tough one to beat.
Yes.
You want a motivated Ja Morant again.
That fire.
No question about it. And it's clearly ignited, and I'll take that. I'll get I like a Ja who thinks the NBA's got it out for him and wants the Pelicans to be in there. And, if you look at it by – national television schedule the rest of the way. Pelican schedule was easy beforehand.
Yes,
so
it was.
There's not some conspiracy theory. You can't use it there. That said, I'll take a Ja who believes the NBA wants the Pelicans in more. That means you're going to have a fired up, motivated Ja, and that's the best one. He shines in these situations, and particularly against stars. And look, he should have the rookie of the year deal locked up, but he'll also be looking to lock that down, obviously, with people trying to still make that a story. So you're going to have a guy that's looking to, is motivated, looking to prove some things here over the final eight, and one who I think believes that the NBA wants the Pelicans in over him.
How great is it, though, that we can, like, come on here and credibly discuss sporting events that are going to happen.
Yeah, I think you can hear it on our voice how like, excited we are about the prospect of real games. And again, even if the Grizzlies, you know, get to the play-in series, you know, lose all of these games, again, for the Grizzlies, they are seeding games. They absolutely are. They're almost like playoff games or the next thing, right, the next closest thing. Because for a lot of these teams, look, they're going to be trying to stay healthy.
Yeah.
They're going to be monitoring minutes, just trying to make sure guys are healthy, get through the eight. Because, again, you know, bigger fish to fry for a lot of these teams that think, okay, we can get a championship this year. It'd be great for the Grizzlies. We realize that's not the goal here. The goal here is to get this experience, playoff caliber, playoff level experience under your belt, so you're better off for it again in what's going to be Ja's just second. This almost feels like this is Ja's year two.
I know.
But he's just adding on to year one.
It's like his first year and a half.
And it's like you're building credit right now, right, for the future.
Yep.
And you just want as much as you can. So, again, all these games, those final eight, a play-in series, then hopefully a playoffs, are going to be like playoff games for a team that you know, this experience is going to be invaluable for.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Matt Moore is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the way the schedule breaks out. We'll ask him if these games will be meaningful with the Celtics and Raptors and Bucks. What he thinks about the Grizz chances, the Pelicans, lots more to come. And should we take calls later? I mean, it's been so long since we've asked people about their thoughts on a team that's playing games. So we may do that a little bit later in the show as well. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of The Saints and Breonna Stewart of The Seattle Storm.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has locked up. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now is my time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Everybody rock with me because I'm up
now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Now we're back. Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. The NBA schedule is out. We know exactly what lies ahead for the Memphis Grizzlies. Matt Moore covers the NBA for the Action Network. Let's make him the gigantic interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Matt, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
We are so much better now that we have actually games to break down and look forward to. What was your sort of first, as you took your first pass at the schedule as it relates to sort of the I think, most interesting part of the regular season here in Orlando, which is the Western Conference race there for the eighth spot. What was your sort of your first thought when you took a pass at the schedule for the Blazers, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans?
You know, I think they did a good job of protecting the Pelicans' advantage, because if they hadn't, there was going to be outcry. And the league clearly wants Zion Williamson in. They've been pretty transparent about that. They had the easiest remaining schedule when the league was suspended, and so they have the easiest one of the easiest schedules now going forward. What's interesting is there's disagreement about Memphis. So, like, Tony Jones, who writes about the Utah Jazz, is like, oh, Memphis' schedule is really tough. And I looked at it and had a different perception because of when they play some of those opponents. Like, they play some of their tougher opponents later in the rounds, when those teams will probably already have secured what they're looking for. And so when I looked at it big picture, I was like, yeah, the most likely scenario when we looked at the numbers and everything and when we had ideas about who they would face was that it was probably going to be Grizzlies, Pelicans in the playoff. That they were going to have to do a play-in because Memphis wasn't going to be able to get four games up, and that likely they'd have the eighth seed playing the Pelicans because they had the easiest schedule. And that's kind of still where I'm at. I think that there are other teams that are in good positions. Notably, I think the Kings and Spurs are actually in pretty choice positions to make a run. But I think the most likely situation we're going to see coming out of this is the Grizzlies in eighth playing the Pelicans twice, or at least once for the play-in.
Man, I like this better, what they have in terms of their chances of making it. I like this better than having to play New Orleans twice, which was in the next eight games anyway, and then Portland, which wasn't, but you had them twice over the next 17 or so games, or however many it was. I thought the NBA would look to try to give Portland, New Orleans those chances in the final eight seeding games. They did not. And to your point, where you get Toronto, where you get Boston, where you get Milwaukee toward the end, I like this better for the Grizzlies, and the fact that they didn't. Were you surprised? Did you think that they were going to give New Orleans and Portland, you know, two shots? I did.
Yeah, I thought for sure they would give them two shots. I thought they would play New Orleans in the first game and the last game.
Yep.
That they would give them, a chance for New Orleans to catch up and then another chance at the end to catch. So, and honestly, there's very few teams that are facing any of their opponents twice. They balance it out that way to get more of a diversity of play, which, by the way, kind of weird decision considering the exposure risk of COVID, but whatever, we're already here, so why not go full bore? I think part of this, though, is also that, Memphis, for one of the reasons I try and, like, couch all this, is like, look, win profiles are not consistent, and Memphis has an ability to knock off anybody, and they've shown that. All these teams have the ability to catch somebody, but certain teams are better at it than others. So who you play, if you're a team that has a higher ceiling, and I think Memphis does, it's okay to have a few tougher teams on the schedule versus some teams which are just like, we only beat bad teams. Like, we're only successful versus bad teams. And those teams are the ones that if you load up on them in this type of environment, may struggle a little bit more. That's been Portland. Like, that's one of the problems I think Portland has. When you look at Portland's schedule, it's brutal, and everyone's like, yeah, but Nurkic is coming back, and they get Zach Collins, who apparently is like Paul Millsap in some people's minds now. Like, Zach Collins, useful player, not that impactful.
I hear you.
I think Portland's really up against it, and I think that if you were to say, like, give me two teams that can legitimately catch Memphis, the two I would pick would be the Pelicans, obviously, and then the Spurs.
How do you think it'll go? I mean, obviously, I think we're all pretty much expecting, like we talked about, that play-in for the Grizzlies. I mean, in terms of how you think these eight games shake out, though, I mean, do you think the Grizzlies look bad? I mean, do you think they struggle? Do you think they kind of just tread water? Like, what do you think it looks like?
Everything is couched in, we have zero idea what to expect in this environment. Like, this is one where if he told me, I need you to make the argument why Memphis will be better equipped here, it would be, well, look, they're young guys, so they don't have years and years of experience and rhythms, and they're not so set in their ways. So they're more able to get up for these kinds of things, and they're younger, so they're going to be able to respond better and all these things. And if you said, make me an argument why Memphis isn't going to do well here, it'd be, look, they're inexperienced, and this is a tough, stressful environment, and that tends to bend people, and that tends to make things harder, and that reflects both in your performance and sometimes in your injury situation. These are also young guys that haven't had the experience of having that many injuries to watch out for, so they don't go through the same kind of care with their bodies because they didn't have to because they're younger. So I can make the argument either way. I mean, I kind of expect them to go – when I looked at the schedule, I have them somewhere between 4-4 and 5-3. And I think that that's probably good enough to get them into the eighth spot, if not into the play-in. Like, if the Pelicans come out and they're just on fire, then there's absolutely a chance that they fall to the ninth spot. I do think the problem, though, is I have a lot of concerns for that matchup versus New Orleans. I have concerns that they're going to be able to win the play-in. That environment, even having to beat them twice, that makes me nervous. I have a lot of concerns about Memphis's chances of winning the play-in.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. You touched on sort of the difference of opinion as it relates to the Grizzlies schedule, and there's no doubt if you're going to have to play the Celtics, the Raptors, and the Bucks, you would much rather do that in the final three games of your schedule than the first three games of your schedule. But is it not at least possible that, you know, the Bucks, that won't matter? I mean, they've got the one seed locked up. It would only be a matter of, we just want to play our guys a certain number of minutes to get them in rhythm, whatever. There are some unknown dynamics there, but largely, yes, that game is going to be meaningless for them. But is there not at least a possibility that because there's only a three-game separation between the Raptors and the Raptors have a little bit of a difficult schedule. The Celtics, you know, we'll see, they're only two and a half ahead of the Heat. Like, is there not at least a chance that those games against the Raptors and the Seas is meaningful?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very possible, if not likely. I think one thing to kind of, if you're a Memphis fan and you're trying to shape the schedule, you're rooting against the Celtics. Like, that's the move. You want to root for the Raptors and against the Celtics, because the more that goes down, and you want to root for the Bucks to make sure Toronto can't catch. It's unlikely. Their magic number is two, but you want to make sure that Toronto's got nothing to play for. Because it's unlikely that any of the teams behind Boston catch Boston, so Boston's not going to really need it. But, yeah, I think for sure you want that game to be a situation where Toronto's already locked it. I don't think that's likely. I actually think maybe the opposite is possible, where Toronto slips and Boston by that time has already secured its two seed. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is, look, there's not a lot of advantage. There's definitely an advantage between two and three, right? So you're facing the Nets, the Magic, versus facing the Heat, the Pacers, or the Sixers. But at the same time, like, the way that I've always talked to players about this, the players have always said this, which is just, we don't really care about seeding. Like, you're going to have to play tough teams anyway. This is the playoffs. Everybody's tough. So they don't really think, like, oh, we can play somebody really weak. They don't go that approach. They're just like, whatever, we're going to play the games and we'll see what happens. And finally, look, there's also a good chance that because this is just eight games, that Milwaukee just goes full bore, that they don't pull starters, that they don't take it easy, that they just go the whole way. That's definitely possible.
Because Giannis admitted he didn't even have a gym at home. I mean, that is something that is, I mean, the dynamics of this regular season's end are unlike any other in NBA history. So we at least have to, like, set that aside, right?
Right. Yeah, I think everything has to be put into, like, we have to approach everything with anything that you would say, well, I know this for sure, you don't. Like, the only thing we know for sure is the talent levels of these players when everybody's healthy and in condition, but that's going to be wildly different. Like, you know, think about the conversation about Nikola Jokic over the last 3 weeks. Man, skinny Jokic, can you, like, first it was, wow, Jokic is going to be fat. He's probably going to show up like 300 pounds. Like, this is a disaster for them. And then you see the photos and it's like, hey, skinny Jokic, like, he's in great shape. The Nuggets look like they're in great position. Oh, Nikola Jokic has COVID. He's contracted COVID-19. Like, we just don't know. Like, and Rudy Gobert said in an interview that he still isn't fully recovered from his diagnosis of COVID. So, you know, there's so much that we don't know. It's extreme. Everything has to be done with, okay, if we accept A, then B, but we can't really know for sure if A is going to hold.
I'm going to ask you something that Giannotto asked me last week, and it's a scenario that you brought up. If they get to the play-in series, they play the Pelicans, lose twice. What's the proper level of of disappointment or perspective in terms of not making it for the Grizzlies? Like, you know, the way I look at it, Matt, these eight games, these play-in games, and then the play-in series, about the equivalent of what a playoff series would be, if not more so. Like, the urgency level will be high from the get-go. How much of a disappointment will it be? Which inevitably it is. It will be some because you're so close. But it feels like still gravy. It feels like you're still playing with house money. Are you with that school of thought?
Yeah, I mean, for starters, this is expected to be one of the worst teams in the league going into the
no
year,
doubt.
And they far exceeded that. Second, you know, like, look, you could just easily go, like, well, they decided to take 22 teams for some reason. If they just took 16, Memphis is in. You can go down the road of, like, hey, if it had been a normal environment, maybe Memphis rises the occasion behind a great home crowd, and they carry the eighth seed anyway. Like, this gives you the very easy out of the circumstances were weird, and we can explain away our disappointment through that. Because I guarantee you every team is going to do that. Like, Portland will absolutely be like, well, if it had been normal, we would have gotten in, even though, like, they just weren't a good team this year. I think Memphis, the biggest thing is that they're well set for the future. They have a great young core. They've shown a lot. They're going to have the rookie of the year. Everything is set up for them going forward. That's the more precarious thing. Like, they make the playoffs, great, but the reality, part 100%. Of it is this creates a level of suspense because it's like trying to get into the playoffs and young teams, and it's super fun. But I just have to stress this. No matter who it is getting waxed by the Lakers, they're getting swept.
Right.
Like, they are getting swept by the Lakers. So I would honestly rather finish ninth, be able to say, like, well, we've got the eighth seed, but because of the play-in game, you know, we lost two coin flip close games, and then we lost out, but we've got a good young core going forward, and we're set, rather than, hey, we got the eighth seed. Oh, that's right. We're light years from being able to win a title because look where the Lakers are.
Yeah,
I think that either scenario is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking to Matt Moore, covers NBA for the Action Network. The regular season resumes July 30th. Grizzlies start against the Blazers on July 31st. Adam Silver, who I think has handled this situation, honestly, as best as a commissioner can, has said on a call on Friday with league officials that, you know, basically we understand we have to deal with the fact that COVID-19 is here. It's going to be with us for the foreseeable future, and we have to live with the virus, and no options are risk-free right now. What did you sort of make of his tone? And, you know, I've seen you sort of tweet about the fact that every time, you know, there is any kind of development, a player tests positive or is exposed to it, there's like this rush to cancel the season, right? That's kind of, you're flooded with that. And then on the other side, it's, we have to learn. So how do you sort of reconcile that? And what do you make sort of the NBA's challenge here as they enter this bubble in the next couple of weeks?
My big thing has just been, we just need to be honest about the realities of stuff. We just need to be honest about the realities. And the realities were, there are always going to be positive tests, given how prevalent it is in our society for a number of reasons and decisions made by certain people in certain positions of power. Like, this is where we're at. Like, so we got to deal with this. And the other thing is, the NBA was always going to pursue a resumption. There's too much money. There's too much money. And if you want to say, like, yeah, but people's lives and health are more important than money, I completely agree with that. But those things start to become intertwined when you talk about the amount of money we're talking about here. And at the end of this is the fact that, yeah, okay, the billionaires that own the league could fit the bills for all their employees for the duration of any shutdown until we have a viable vaccine and can return safely. They're not going to. Like, they're just not going to. And we can talk about that all day long, and I'm open to that conversation, but it's not going to happen. We have enough proof to know that's not going to occur. I like Silver's messaging. I think it was good to say, look, we have to deal with the realities of this. He doesn't talk about everything that he's been told, but there is, to me, a sense of the experts we've talked to have made us realize we can't just hide because we don't know how long that's going to be, and the financial impacts are too big. The only mistake I think he really made was when he said, we need to get sports back because of what it means for the country. Nope, don't do that.
Right.
Like, you can be honest with us. In 2020, your audience is informed enough through the internet and social media for you to be honest and be like, no, this is about the money.
Exactly.
Like, money matters to everybody, and whether we like it or not, we can accept that. I think it's better to be transparent and just be like, we have to do this for the viability of the league.
Matt, you said you like the Spurs' chances better than Portland, and I imagine for those reasons partly that you expect to see Pop. We were talking about this last week, you know, with they're not going to win a championship. They're down LaMarcus Aldridge, and you've proven a lot already. But the fighter that Pop is, and the opportunity to be with players that are going to be, you know, about spreading a message too about where this country is. I just imagine even at 71, we're going to see him down there. What do you think?
I don't want to put myself into guessing Popovich because Pop does his, you know, beat of his own drum.
Sure.
But I do, based off of years covering the league, I have a hard time envisioning a situation in which he says, you go and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like, you know, the man served in the Air Force.
Right.
Like, that's not how the culture works. Is you take the risk and I'm going to stay home. Now, maybe it is severe. Maybe he looks at his, maybe he's got an underlying health condition. There's all these things we don't know. But that's where I kind of come down. I think, you know, largely the coaches are all faced with a difficult decision. But the reality that we've kind of gotten the sense of is the coaches are all competitors. And these guys hate being told what they can't do.
Right.
And even Popovich, as much as he'll, you know, blow off regular season games for rest or whatever, his team's got a chance to make it into the playoffs. That this is his, I think at the end of it, it's just, this is his job. His job is to coach basketball. Mm-hmm. His players are going, his coaches are going. And so I think he'll be there.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, man, this is great stuff. We appreciate
Thank
the time
you,
as always.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Yep. He is Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. I mean, that's exactly right. It's in terms of this, what Adam Silver said on Friday. Like, and maybe you can frame it in a way with a little bit more tact, but like, you know, this would not be happening if not for the fact that A, $1.2 billion was on the line, and right. B, owners would have, or whatever they call it, governors, would have the right to rip up the CBA, you know, and as part of that clause, you know, for a regular season not concluding. And they would. I mean, they just would, you know, because I think they split basketball-related income right now, and they, you know, you just don't want to – nobody wants to go back to the negotiating table. We see how hard it was for baseball. Like, you just don't want that, you know. We already had a lockout in 2011. You don't want to do that again. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's why we have this happening. It's for the money, and that's fine. Like, a lot of things we do in our society are motivated by money. I mean, that doesn't, to me, take away from any of it.
Well, part of that is because, John, it's so huge in terms of money they stand to lose. You can't afford for this thing to go off the rails, quite frankly, to the question we've been asking since last week. Do you get all the way through? You got to put in you got to think of every scenario to get through, right? Because the money is so important. That's the point. And so this plan, again, like we've said, with the bubble is better than anything else anybody's got.
Yep.
And I'm not sure who it was I heard this morning say it, whether it's Foxworth, who's typically on NFL, but obviously they're asking their guys about everything at this point. But he was saying, and I think I'm there with him, you'd rather be doing this, of course you'd like to have no cases anywhere,
yep.
But you'd rather be doing this in a bubble where outside of that bubble, yes, there are high cases than no bubble and a low number of cases, because again, it's the bubble that gives us the belief that this thing's going to work.
Yep.
If you don't have it, right, and keep in mind, 16 out of 302 test positive, you got to get negative a couple of times before you can even get down to the bubble. So the hope is going to be that your bubble, right, is coronavirus free, and that the only thing that you're really working to do is whether it's these workers down there,
yep.
Whether it's keeping guys in it. But you're set up to get through. And why? Because the money is so big. They had everything. They had to think of everything. They had to go through every scenario, think of every possible outcome. And this plan, we all agree, is safer than anything anybody else has got. And so why?
Yep.
Why does it have to be? Because the NBA's got to get through. Like, they can't operate on that collective bargain agreement they're on without the money from this, without finishing this in this way. And so, yeah, they got to get it done. But it seems to me like, you know, in needing and having to do that, they've come up with the best plan possible. And
yep.
And I'm, again, that 16 of 302 really is an encourager. I feel like they can get this done. The hope is you don't have 7, 8, 9 guys break out on one squad. But again, if you're controlling who's in that bubble, right, and keeping the contact limited between the workers and the players,
because mm-hmm.
that's where you could have the workers are going back out. They're leaving the bubble.
Yep.
So they could come back. You got to, you know, if that's the case, then why can't you get through?
I think you're right. I think they will.
It's the best plan going, best thing going.
Yep. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Mississippi's changed their state flag. There was an incident in Germantown. John Morant tweeted some things, and then he tweeted an apology for tweeting those things. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton has a new team. Lots to get to on the show today. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
In our country, everyone counts, no matter where you live. The 2020 Census is how this great American promise is kept. That's why the 2020 Census is so critical. Join country star Dierks Bentley on Monday, June 29th, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count, with special guests NFL greats Justin Tuck and 49ers Ben Garland, and more. Take the census now. Come on, shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Dierks live on his Instagram at Dierks Bentley on June 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally, just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to Republic Tax Relief.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708. 7708.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Ain't no question if I want it, I need it. I can feel it slowly drifting away from me. I'm on the edge, so why you playing? I'm saying I will never, ever let you live this down.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You can also hear us on the radio.com app. I always have a lot of people asking me, man, I don't live in Memphis anymore, but, you know, I'd love to hear you guys. Like, where can I find you? Radio.com. Tell your friends about it.
Easy.
Download the app. It is very, very easy, very, very simple. And that way you can get all the goodness that is 92.9.
Also has the rewind function that Brad likes to tell you about. And it is useful. It is very
It
useful.
Is, because that way you don't have to wait for the podcast, right? Like, you can just, you know, if you tune into, I've done it before, like if I tune into something like the Jeff Calkins show, for example, and he had an interview with, you know, an award-winning interview that he always has, you know, whether it's with John McCullers or Manoj Jain or Charles Fishman, who, you know, kind of make up his, you know, his ragtag bunch, you know, of sports talk guests. I can always just hit the rewind button and hear everything that's relevant, you know.
There you go.
In society with the Jeff Calkins show. So there you have it. Okay, interesting story from over the weekend involving Ja Morant and this new sort of, you know, this new sort of policy that the NBA is going to enact for the Orlando Restart, which is, players will be allowed to basically customize the back of their jerseys with whatever sort of word or cause they want. For example, like BLM, you got to feel like will be a very popular one.
I would think so.
One I've seen is Breonna, for Breonna Taylor, who was shot in her home by Louisville police. I believe two of the three officers who were responsible for that are still on the job. so whether it's that, whether it's, you know, I Can't Breathe, you know, whatever it could be.
More names, like you said, Elijah McClain.
Yeah, exactly. And people have sort of taken some creative liberties with you know, jerseys and customized names. And somebody did one for Ja Morant. His number is 12.
Important to note, someone else did it.
Yeah, someone else did it. Ja did not make it himself. But Ja, his number is 12. 12 is known as it's a colloquial way of saying police, and the word they used was the F word, so it comes off as F12. And Ja did not reposted on his Instagram. On Twitter, he just said, I want that on my jersey for real. That's all he said. Like, he didn't repost it. He just kind of said it in a standalone tweet. You know, want that on my jersey for real. He later deleted it and released a statement on his Twitter account later that night, where he said, I want to first apologize for reposting something that didn't clearly and accurately convey what I wanted to share. My post was intended to focus on the bad cops who get away with the murder of unarmed black men and women and those who continue to harass peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters. I know there are good cops, quote, 12 out there. I know some, and a few are family. I am thankful to the cops at Murray State who took care of me and the cops who continue to watch over me with the Grizzlies. We need good cops to step up and make sure other cops are not abusing their power. There have been too many black lives taken by police that could have been prevented. You may see me as just a basketball player, and I may lose fans for taking a stand, but I won't stay silent. Black lives matter. Where's the justice for Breonna Taylor and the other countless innocent black lives that have been taken at the hands of dirty cops with no convictions? So, that is the statement from Ja Morant. where do you start?
Well, in this day and time, and I realize where the anger comes from. I think we all do. I was the same anger that NWA was expressing when it wrote a song called F the Police.
Yep.
That had people years ago trying to say, hey, you're calling all cops bad. And in that instance, clearly NWA, same thing as Ja just said, is talking about the bad cops. That said, I appreciate Ja coming back out and clarifying, because you don't want to paint with a broad brush to the extent of this. We don't like when white folks paint a broad brush over black folks and say, well, because of the bad experience I had, right, that's all of y'all. Right. That's that. And that's what we say. Get to know us. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learn something. Be tolerant. Like stop because of whatever it is, whether it's something that's been handed down to you, whether it's experience. Stop acting like that's you know, your experience is what it's like and how, you know, everyone is. You can't make those sweeping generalizations. I'm reminded of and I'll tell you what, always was a guy. And I've said this from the get go, from when it started happening. Was a guy that supported Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. But when he wore the socks
right.
with the pigs on them, I thought to that point, like we talked about, does it muffle the message? Can you make mistakes but your cause still be right and still be worthy? Absolutely you can. And Kaepernick came out and said as much, like he's got, you know, police that are...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.